Robert, what's the White House's reaction to Iran's test firing of missiles, and how will that affect the atmosphere for the October 1st talks?
Well, a couple of things. I mean, obviously, these were pre-planned military exercises. I would lump any of these into the provocative nature with which Iran has acted on the world stage for a number of years. I would point out that the reason that missile defense decisions have been made in the past couple weeks to change from something that dealt virtually only with an ICBM threat and dealt more with medium to intermediate range missiles, I think was proven out in many of the pictures that you saw over the past few hours. The decision that Secretary Gates, General Cartwright, the Joint Chiefs, and approved unanimously and forwarded to the President, which the President then approved, is something that deals with the exact threat of medium and intermediate range missiles that you saw Iran testing just today.
But how? So the second part of that question was, how does it affect the atmosphere for the October 1st talks and furthering on that? What specifically does Iran need to do on October 1st to fulfill the President's call that they come clean?
Well, look, I think first and foremost, the P5 plus one strongly supports the IAEA's call for immediate and unfettered access to COME, to the facility, to personnel, and to documents that are related to the construction of that facility.